This is TWiT.
How is digital currency or cryptocurrency going to change, at least here in the United States, our the system and how we actually manage money?
Well, I start with a premise. I mean, we can talk about it if you want, but I'll start with a lemma. We live in an oligarchy. This country's history can be told as a competition between two power centers, Wall Street and Washington. About 30 years ago, Wall Street got Washington under their thumb. I've been in the belly of the beast. I have fought the fight. You may know I was a one-man Occupy Wall Street from about 2004. Actually, not one man. There were about a dozen folks on the internet that we all met each other, and we were trying, long before Occupy Wall Street came along, we figured out there was a lot of criminality going on Wall Street, where it was going on and such. Well, it centers on the settlement system, and organized crime has figured out that there are cracks in the nation's settlement system, stock settlement system. They're taking advantage of it. But what was curious to me was the reaction of the establishment, because we had the goods. We had the data, the evidence. We had people who took part in it. We had it all spelled out. We had lawyers and economists willing to, you know, talk to the powers that be and confirm this. And the fact that it was so hard, 05, 06, we knew there was a crash coming. We knew there was a crash coming. That's actually when I ended up going out and sinking a fair chunk of cash into gold, because I knew that there was a crash coming. And that actually became the kitty with which I have funded my assault on Wall Street. The thing is, these different games that keep the oligarchy alive are fueled by cracks. The financial system has far more cracks and far more sponginess than you have any idea is actually there. And it can only exist like that because they have centralized institutions that they can capture, that they can hijack. Now, this used to sound crazy. A New York Post used to run pictures of me with UFOs coming out of my head when I would talk about we're living in an oligarchy and our regulators that you think are protecting you are not. They're under the thumb of Wall Street and they're doing all these. We have these central institutions that have gotten captured. The cool thing about everything cryptocurrency, not everything, but about Bitcoin, is it's peer-to-peer. You don't need central institutions. You don't need central clearing institutions, central counterparty clearing. You don't need a central bank. In fact, you can't have a central bank. That is all a source for good. I recently saw Thomas Sowell, who's a great economist I admire out at Stanford and Hoover, was asked something about what would you do with a central bank? What would you do with the U.S. Federal Reserve, which is the name of our central bank? And he said, well, I'd shut it down tomorrow. And they said, well, what would you replace it with? And Sowell said, it's a tumor. It's like asking, well, what do you do with a tumor? You cut it out. Well, what do you replace it with? You don't replace it with anything. It's a tumor. Well, the Federal Reserve is a tumor on the economic life of America. Milton Friedman was asked in 1992, that was the Minneapolis branch of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve, the Minneapolis branch. They asked him, what's the most important issue facing America? And he told them, most important issue facing America is how do we get rid of you? How do we get rid of the Federal Reserve? So crypto is the answer. It's the Federal Reserve and an organization called the DTCC, which is the central clearing system underneath the stock market, are both corrupt. They're doing things that benefit the rich and impoverish the poor and the middle class. And they're not going to stop because we remonstrate with them, because we elect new officials or anything like that. It's far beyond anything that we, the citizens, can address through the normal mechanisms. What we can do is adopt a technology that gets you out from these institutions that you don't trust anymore. It really is a world historical development, this crypto revolution. It's a world historical development. And what it will do is it'll turn off the oxygen hose that feeds the oligarchy, which has really hijacked our society.